Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Chinese balloon is down in the Atlantic east of the Carolinas. Recovery efforts underway. We'll hear much more. Our next update due at 5 o'clock. From CBS News. There's action over at the U tonight. Golden Gold for men's basketball. They take on Maryland tonight. And it has been a rough stretch for the Golden Gold for men's basketball team. Andy Greeter covers for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Andy, I hope you're doing well.
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good. Good to visit with you. Man, some tough games here for the Gophers. Wow.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they've lost six straight. They just lost by 35 points at Rutgers, included in the six-game stretch. They've scored the fewest points in a game in 72 years. It's been very bleak for this Gopher men's basketball team. So it's hard to spin it in a different way. I think what's interesting about this team is the fact that, you know, it's Ben Johnson's second year, and there's still a lot of opportunity in him being able to get his feet underneath him. But, you know, it's been a tough stretch, and I don't think it's going to get any easier against a good Maryland team tonight at the Barn.
Yeah, and Andy, the injuries on top of it, that there's some experience, but a lot of young kids in this lineup night in and night out, and it's just – There are going to be times like this when you're kind of building a program from scratch, because we didn't talk about it. When Ben Johnson took over this program, just about everybody left. I mean, they were literally starting over to get players in here.
Yeah, I mean, this is year two of that type of situation. And you have Dawson Garcia, who's clearly their best player, their most dynamic player, their leading scorer, their leading rebounder, and he's been out for most of this downstretch for the Gopher men's basketball team, and he's questionable tonight with a bone bruise in his right foot. And when you lose your best player on any college basketball team, it's going to be tough. And when you lose two guys that are going to be rotational type players and maybe even starters and Parker Fox and Isaiah Enan, that's difficult for any rebuilding team. And you have Braden Carrington, who's a young freshman who plays, you know, in a smart, dynamic type of way, in a winning way, after winning a state championship at Park Center.
Yeah.
It's difficult to, you know, have that type of load of injuries and absences on top of everything else. So I think it's, you know, I talked to Ben yesterday, and, you know, we talked about, you know, he understands that fans want to win and it's difficult to be in this spot, but, you know, it's his, you know, year two of a rebuild, right? And as we talked last week, you know, last week was kind of the competitive type rebuild where he brought in a lot of transfers and, you know, rebuilt on the fly with guys that knew how to play, that were smart and heady and could keep themselves in a lot of games. And now it's kind of down to the studs type of rebuild. And you have a lot of freshmen that are contributing, and then you have all of the injuries on top of it, and there's just not a lot of wiggle room. There's not a lot of opportunities to find ways to be competitive at times when you have so much turnover and so many injuries that it's just a difficult dynamic. But I think when you look at Ben Johnson and how he handles things, I think it's really interesting because there's a way that he goes about it where it's not trying to harp on the the negative things. It's trying to find the constructive criticisms. And I think that's key. And I think when you look at the recruiting class and where they want to go with things, I think that's also instrumental in how he wants to build it and kind of where his team is going to go. I think it's difficult when you have a year where you are competitive in a lot of games and then it takes a step back to realize that it's part of a bigger type of focus. But I think Gopher fans need to have that when you look at this program.
And Andy, it also gets back to that point. If you're going to build it with your recruits, it is going to take time, right? Because there are a lot of programs living on the transfer portal where it's just like, we know people are going to come and go, and we're going to go out, we're going to mine the transfer portal. And then there's the name, image, likeness money that is flowing into a lot of programs. So a lot has changed in college hoops in the last half a dozen years. I mean, it's a completely new landscape.
Yeah, no doubt. I think you need to, you know, recruit and understand what you're about and get guys that are about the right things, about improving as players, improving as young men, and realizing that the name, image, and likeness opportunity is to be able to profit on who you are as a, you know, notable public figure in college basketball comes when you're on campus. And I think that's what's difficult with where the college landscape is, because you have a lot of people that are throwing money around that are to people that are not on campuses yet, which is still against NCAA rules. When you look at NCAA enforcement, that doesn't bear out with where things are at in the last couple of years. I think what's key with this Gopher men's basketball team is there is money in NIL. It's just not something that is available at the start, right? I think there's some things that are out there that you can't, you know, have it early on, and you have it when you're there. And I think there are opportunities when you're there to be able to name, image, and likeness, profit off of who you are.
Yeah, and I think about a kid who I saw play a lot doing cable TV and webcasts up here in the northern suburbs was Braden Carrington. Terrific player, great young man, I think he's someone who comes into his own. It could definitely benefit from a good run at the University of Minnesota, for example. But it takes patience. And my sense is right now there isn't a lot of that in the big-time college sports landscape.
Yeah, I think it's difficult when you get to a point in the season where you don't have a lot to play for in that current year. And are you looking at the bigger picture of who these players can be going forward, or are you apathetic to who they are currently? And I think that's really where a program can hinge, right? Are you able to have a fan base that can look at the big picture versus at the everyday kind of landscape? I think what's interesting is, you know, you have a guy like Braden Carrington who has opportunities locally, and are there opportunities to be able to match who Braden is as a player, as a prospect, versus having business opportunities out there for them, right? Are there other companies that are willing to step up? Are there individuals that are willing to back them? And that's really where the landscape is hinged right now, is are there those type of opportunities out there for these players to be able to incentivize them to stay and to want to be a part of the program?
Yeah, boy, it is a lot to manage. Once upon a time, it was just about finding the right player, but now finding and retaining the right players and being able to weather the storm. So tonight it's Maryland at the Barn, Saturday night there. Andy, another big part of your beat right now, keeping an eye on Minnesota United FC as they continue training for a 23 campaign that is coming up quickly.
Yeah, for sure. They just finished 3 preseason games in Orlando and are back home for about a week, and then we'll have 3 more preseason games in California, and then the season's going to start in FC Dallas in, you know, just about 3 weeks' time.
Wow. Yeah, and any news on the player front? I know there were some concerns about Reynoso and what's going on there. Any news on that front?
Yeah, no. it's kind of status quo, which I think makes a lot of fans concerned about where things are at with Minnesota United when you have your best player who has remained in Argentina for going on 4 weeks without having arrived at training camp. You know, he's a holdout at this point. There are financial things that are at play with him being away, and there are legal things with him being away in Argentina. It's a very complex situation with what he has to deal with in Argentina, given the potential, you know, trial that he has on his hands. So it's a difficult situation when you have your best player on any team. Let's take Anthony Edwards. Sure. Let's take Kirill Kaprizov. And you take him out of the situation and you look at the rest of the roster and you're like, oh no, what else is here? And that's where Minnesota United is right now, because they don't have their best player and they're unsure of why he's away. They're waiting for him to come. They're trying to be open about his absence, but he hasn't been here, and that's hanging over this team right now.
Yeah, and Andy, I mean, is it agents involved, management with the Loons, et cetera? I mean, is there any timeline? Yeah. I know we talk about that. Another star player, Karl-Anthony Towns, a timeline for his return. Right. I suppose with Rene Oso, same thing, timeline for his return.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of open-ended at this point. I think they're waiting to see if he's willing to come. I think there's nothing that's binding him to stay in Argentina legally, given his trial that's facing him. He can come to Minnesota. There are rumors that other clubs want him. There's uncertainty on if he wants to go to another club, if there's a transfer that could be happening. You know, the club is hopeful that he comes and is a part of this team next year. I think we're at a point in the conversation that we don't really know exactly what's happening. And I think that's, you know, the kind of longing is the worst situation to be in. The unknown is the worst spot to be in. And I think we're kind of in that kind of waiting zone. You know, I think they're hopeful that he comes and potentially he does come, but at this point, we're still kind of waiting and looking to see if that does happen.
All right, Andy. Well, appreciate your coverage of the Gophers and the Loons in the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. Have a good night at the barn, and we look forward to your coverage in the paper tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. There he is, Andy Greeter. Joining us here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. By the way, the Golden Gopher women, they have a tough one. They've had a tough year. They're on the road at Illinois tomorrow. 12 minutes now in front of 5 here at News Talk. 830-WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.